Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh boy, here we go. I got a text just now from Nola Reddy. Surge in waterborne New Orleans experiencing impacts at pump stations due to power outages and other issues. Please conserve water until system is back to full capacity. I spoke to...
So that's on the water side, not the drainage side.
As I understand it, yeah. I'm sure J.P. Morrell can tell us more, hopefully, when he joins us in a little bit. That would be... I don't know. Would that be a drainage lift station situation or not?
Well, there's lift stations for water as well.
Right.
You know, they have the water towers,
But it's pump stations. It would have to be... drainage, right?
Yeah, it would be if it's pump stations.
Yeah. J.P. Morrell joins us now, as a matter of fact, New Orleans City Council member. J.P., hi, good evening. You're on with Newell Norman and me, Tommy Tucker. How are you?
I'm good. I've never been on with both of you at the same time. This is unusual, but well, it's unusual times.
It's a sign of the apocalypse, J.P., is what it is. Nostradamus predicted it, and the Saints win a Super Bowl. So it'll be a hell of a year.
and 3 nights of... Taylor Swift.
Yeah, not to mention that. Sure, yeah. Swiftomania. Tell me about this tweet that I got, text I got from Nola Reddy. Do you know anything, J.P. Morrell, about pump stations and power issues?
The last I heard, we had an issue with pump station 14, I want to say, if I'm not incorrect. We had got a notice about that, but generally speaking, I think what they're really speaking to right now is that, as you've seen outside with the torrential downpour, the pumps are operating at capacity to try and keep us from flooding. So they're probably saying, if you're at home, anything you do is putting stress on the system, so just try to do less for right now. So, but I mean, generally speaking, what we've heard thus far is everything is holding up to this point. The only issue that we're having is obviously their power outages happen around the city, and as y'all know, with energy, their rule is until the wind goes down, they pulled all the trucks back. And we've had assurances from them that once the wind is fully out of our area, once a period has passed, about 30, 45 minutes, they'll go out and start doing evaluations, begin to return power.
So I was trying to understand this with Newell before, and y'all can take me through Surge and Water Board 101 here. If it's a pump station, would it be on a drainage side? But if they're saying conserve water, that would be because of what power that the turbines generate to... Tell me. I don't understand.
Well, I don't know the connection between conserving water and drainage.
That's what confused me too. Do you, JP?
I do not know offhand. I know right now we have separate power that does, as sure as Newell knows, that we have separate power that deals with our drinking water versus our drainage and our pumps.
That's what I thought.
But the reality is that before the storm, all the backup generators, all of the different power mitigation effects were in place. I haven't heard anything to say that's different, but it would not surprise me if Sewage and Water Board, in an abundance of caution, is asking people to, you know, not treat the system like it's operating at perfect capacity at the moment. We've gotten no notice from them as a council thus far that there's anything that is perilously about to occur, but I couldn't tell you.
Because Ghassan Corban told us this morning, Newell, that the pumping station that was down was that dealt with water everyday basis, right?
Yeah. It was surface water around the pump station. It wasn't necessary. In fact, they're thinking about altering the number of pumps because some of these pumps aren't actually pumping water from below surface streets into the drainage canals, you know, so that they're adequately identified.
I guess the bottom line,
appropriately identified.
JP, is how concerned should be people in New Orleans be about this, or how? What are you hearing? I know we got a lot of rainfall in a short period of time. What are you hearing about street flooding?
Well, I mean, we've gotten widespread reports of minor street flooding beyond just the normal parts of the city. You know, the underpasses that typically flood, the places that typically flood are flooding. The neighborhoods that typically see some rain retention are seeing flooding, but we have not heard as of yet any reports of widespread flooding beyond normal high rainfall events, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, as you guys know, whenever we have a high sustained rain in the city of New Orleans right now, we have minor street flooding to some degree.
Yeah, no doubt. We saw some scenes.
Wait, here we go. Hang on a second. Let me just clean this up if I can, guys. Nola Reddy sent out a correction. SWBNO experiencing impacts at sewage pump stations. Please conserve water until your system is back to full capacity. That would indicate lift stations, right?
Sewer lift stations,
okay,
correct.
Right.
Yeah.
That would explain it. Go ahead, guys. Somebody.
I answered the question, so that was the next question was going to be. So
what you're hearing right now is that the city is, it looks as though the city has fared fairly well, and we've been looking at the Entergy outage map, and even from that perspective, some areas that historically lose power have not lost power in this event. Uptown looks to have fared really, really well, Mid-City as well, and portions of Lakeview, and major portions of New Orleans East, which is good, and Algiers is almost entirely intact, so... as it relates to recovery tomorrow, things look good.
Right, and I mean, Entergy, at least ENO, has been pretty on point that once, like I said, the wind bans are passed, they're going to send out trucks for evaluation. So provided everything stays the way it is, power restoration should come online at a pretty decent rate. We have been told before the storm, if there was widespread outages, that we could see outages for 2, 3, 4 days. But based upon what we're seeing right now, this looks like if you go out tonight, if outages remain down, this could be something that could be resolved within 12 to 24 hours, which post a hurricane is really fast.
Where are you right now, JP? I don't want you to address or anything, but tell me about.
No, I'm in Gentilly. I live near the lakefront, and we have had sputtages, but we have not lost power. I hate saying that because you have to knock on wood immediately.
Yeah. Your family's going to hate you for that.
Thanks, Tommy. I'm going to tell my family when the power goes out.
Look, you said it, not me.
You have to knock on an outlet, not wood.
That's what you do? I didn't realize that. You knock on an outlet. So I'm just wondering about, because I can see now from downtown, the Crescent City connection clearly, which would indicate to me the rain has subsided a lot. What are you feeling where you are in Gentilly with rain, wind, et cetera, JP?
Well, we still have some wind. The rain, for the most part, has died down pretty extensively. For a while, it was going sideways, and pretty much from our yard to the street was a river. And that is, I mean, the ground saturation is going to be a problem if we have follow-up rain bans, but as of right now, it seems to be pretty manageable. But that being said, you know, what we learned during Katrina is you kind of don't ever, you know, let your guard down until you're well outside of the cone of drama and turmoil.
Well, looking at the radar and from what the meteorologists are telling us, including the Jay Grimes, the state climatologist with GOSEP, the wind, apparently the wind shear or high pressure knocked off the back end of this. And if you look at the radar now, JP, it would appear as though the heaviest rain is heading north, and at New Orleans proper is pretty much out of it, almost, for the most part.
Well, that is great news for the city, especially. I had a conversation with New Orleans a couple earlier today. There are a couple of minor conventions that are supposed to come through here on Friday.
Yeah.
So they were certainly hoping that we would not have widespread power outages and chaos, because that would have been completely detrimental for the beginning of our convention season, which, you know, we rely upon for revenue and for a lot of our people to help sustain the city. So the fact this went off not without hiccups but fairly well doesn't just speak for the strength of the system currently. It kind of gives a sigh of comfort for everyone, including Miss Swift, when she comes next month.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing, too, is that this ended up being a Cat 2. right before it made landfall, we were talking to some of the weather folks, and they believed it was going to stay as a Cat 1, but I think it did get to a Cat 2, Tom?
It did. It was, for the record. It didn't stay that way long. But, JP, when it comes to this power plant, I'm a little bit confused because it's been a long day, but where exactly that stands with Entergy, the funding for it, do you know where it stands now?
So basically, after the mayor kind of screwed up the deal at the end of session, the governor and the Senate, led by Jimmy Harris, came up with some grant money to cover about $17 million of the $29 million necessary to complete the plant. And the council right now in our budget process is looking at our capital spend to find the remainder of the money. But as things stand of today, we should be able to keep it on track for being up for the beginning or the early part of next hurricane season, which is still the goal. The goal is obviously to have power for our drainage pumps in particular to be completely insulated and put in a position where we don't have to worry about, you know, blips causing trips or whatever the nonsense you want to think about. So we're in pretty good shape right now. It's just the council having to come together, go through our capital outlay, so to speak, and find the money, which I'm very confident working with Budget Chairman Joe DeRusso will be able to do.
The reason I'm asking, I'm just curious, going back to the text that they cleaned up about the lift stations, would that have anything to do with this at all, as far as you know?
No, I mean, depending on which, obviously they're separate pump stations throughout the city. When you're talking about the power to the overall grid, I mean, there are a lot of other variables. I mean, even when we have complete power to the system done through this new power plant, that is for the major components of it, not the outlying pump stations. Kind of what Newell said, our pump station placement predates how we restructured the city's drainage, including the major lifts post Katrina. Because as you know now, like, we basically have like two pump systems. There's the pump systems that were installed that we've always had forever, and then you have those massive pump stations that were installed by the federal government post-Katrina. And kind of the challenge is that we have to get the water to the canal so the massive, you know, multi-billion-dollar, trillion-dollar system can keep the water going from those drainage canals to the lake. And then depending on what part of the city you're in, there are gravity does some of the drainage, but other places pumps do some of the drainage. And there really needs to be, in I think, what Sewage and Water Board is in the midst of doing and talking about how they're going to reprioritize how pump stations are operating and where they're located, is trying to really adjust to the reality of what the city is now. So right now we're really concerned with the power because it is the nexus of how we do all those things, but there's always going to be variables, Tommy, at various pumping stations.
Man, I got to tell you, I learned some stuff when I listen to you and Newell. I do, but I can't listen all the time because I got to take a nap occasionally.
There you go. JP, if you could clear one thing up. I know that there was some consideration and thought about that new power station being able to provide power for the water side, the water system as well. These additional dollars, does that contemplate that happening too or no?
Not to my knowledge. Everything from every conversation that I've had with Sewage and Water Board, it's a bit about drainage.
Right.
Now, that being said, this as you know, the cost of this pumping station has exploded over the years. I mean, originally, we're now with overages and with some necessary change orders, this is beginning to look more like the Jefferson Performing Arts Center.
Oh, Lord.
So I don't know if the new cost contemplate that. Originally, it was not, but is that a place now where who knows?
It's the inimitable J.P. Morrell, ladies and gentlemen, who will be performing at Chuckles next week. J.P., thank you. We're going to go to the mayor of Kenner now, but just to follow up on this real quick. So what you guys are talking about with the supply side would be to avoid some kind of boiled water thing, right, to keep the pressure maintained?
Correct.
And not losing power? Gotcha.
That is correct.
Hi, J.P., good luck. Power's still on?
Power's still on, although now that I look outside my front door, maybe I was a little premature about that street flooding.
All right. Hey, look, if you got anything, call us back. We'd love to know, all right?
All right. Talk to you later.
You bet.
Stay safe, my friend.
Kenner Mayor Michael Glazer joins us now. Welcome to WWL. Mayor, you're talking to Newell Norman, and I'm Tommy Tucker.
Hello, guys.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
How are y'all?
Doing well, Michael. How are things looking in Kenner, and have y'all begun to do some assessment as this storm has passed by us?
We have. About 15 minutes here where I'm at in South Kenner on the river. The weather's much improved, not raining, but it's just moving out of the north side, the guys on the radio are telling us. We've been having street flooding. We have about a half a dozen houses that we know have some water in it, don't know the extent yet. Have some power poles and trees down blocking roadways. But our biggest issue now is the lack of power to our sewage lift stations. And once they start backing up, the sewage system is going to be taxed, and the residents, you know, going to have trouble with the toilets and things like that.
Mayor, I was telling Newell earlier that every time we go through this, that to me is the perfect metaphor for public service if you want to run for office, because you literally are dealing with you know what, and it's got to work. And if it doesn't work, then you have some very unhappy constituents. You're not the only parish that's dealing with a city, whatever, municipality. I know Jefferson Parish overall has asked for that. Plaquemines Parish has asked people to conserve water. Orleans Parish as well. When you talked about flooded streets, are there any or down power trees or anything? Were there any specific locations you wanted to mention, or just generally stay the hell off the roads?
Well, it's generally I would still ask people to stay off the roads now for the foreseeable couple of hours so we can get out and make assessments. I do know in Rivertown we were able to make it to Rivertown and the river, and we do have a electric pole that is leaning in the street with our canopy of lights are now hanging about 10 feet above Williams, so that's going to be closed for the foreseeable future. Mm. And that's just, you know, that's our first assessment of me just getting out and driving three blocks from where I'm at. So I'm getting reports all over the city where there's trees blocking roadways, and the pumps are going to take a few minutes to catch up once the rain does stop.
Mike, it looks like most of your power outages are on the northern end of the city. Is that true?
That is correct. We have, well, in the middle of the city, where I'm sitting here on the river, we still have Entergy power, but we do know that the north side, mostly the northwest, lost a lot of power, the Wood Lake area, mm-hmm. and that's where some of our larger lift stations are located. So, yeah, so now they are all on generator power. I'm just trying to get to the, just to give you an idea of the magnitude of our problem is any given day, that it's not raining, we pump 7 to 9 million gallons a day to our sewage treatment plant.
Wow.
The height of this thing earlier today was right at 50 million. So we are five times the liquid that we're pushing. And we know most of it is water infiltration to our system. It's 80 years old, and we put a lot of effort and money into rehabbing it, but it comes quicker than we can make the repairs.
Power outages, street lights affected as well, Mayor?
Yes. Yes, so, we have anything, all that runs off of energy power, street lights, like I said, all our mechanical and the residents that don't have generators.
And the point I was trying to make is it's no time to be driving around because it's darker than dark.
No, it isn't. And like I said, we still have standing water on streets until the pumps pump it down. And I do believe we had an issue with one pump somewhere in the city that services the city of Kenner. I'm not quite sure yet. It's just some of the text messages that I've been reading.
And so, do you know the area where you said houses took on water, roughly, and neighborhoods?
Mostly in the University City area, which is the northwest part of the city.
Right.
Thank you, Mayor. You know we're here. If you got any information for us, give us a call. We'd love to put you on.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Stay safe.
Yep. Kenner member Michael Glazer. We'll take a break. Come back. Noel Norman celebrating his 7th anniversary here at WWL. Yep. Time flies when you're having
party.
Yeah, having a good time. I'm Tommy Tucker. We'll be back here as our coverage of Hurricane Francine continues. So they're asking you to conserve water in Plaquemines, Jefferson, Orleans Parish because of problems with the lift stations. Basically, if I can give them Newell Norman's here, I'm Tommy Tucker, with an encapsulated version of this. What happens because the pipes are broken, you get water that should drain from the streets going into the water that's being drained in the sewage line, and the lift station's overwhelmed. Accurate?
Yes.
Okay. J.P. Morrell did text us just now and said, scratch what he said, widespread street flooding in Gentilly Terrace, higher than he's seen in years, at least in his neighborhood. If you got any reports of street flooding, we'd love to hear from you. Hurricane Francine, the rain part of it would appear to be over, but Newell, again, what happens, as you well know, is that it's after the rain stops and the water starts to pile up.
That's my wife just sent me pictures of our street. We never get standing water in our street. It is rare, and it's just at the height of the curb, and that's never been the case before.
Louis Pomes joins us now.
Pomes,
I'm sorry.
President
Lewis.
Of St. Bernard Parish. Louis, welcome to the show.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
What's going on in St. Bernard?
Well, we had a whole lot of rain. It could have been a whole lot worse than what it was. It looks like it's starting to clear up a little bit, but I think in the last couple of hours, we probably had close to, about 4 inches of rain. With that amount of rainfall coming down in a short period of time, and of course, we have a little bit of street flooding. We have a little power outage in certain areas in St. Bernard Parish. I think we've got right around 900 customers that are out of power as we speak. A couple of streets that are holding water. Nothing much further than passing the curve. There's no threat on getting any water in any houses that we know of. We do have all our pump stations up and running right now. The pump operators are going to be in there all night and probably all day tomorrow. But we're asking the residents of St. Bernard Parish to stay put, stay at home, until we give them the all clear.
I'm sorry, Neil, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Lewis, with the track that this storm took, it really didn't put much pressure on your levee system at all, did it?
No, not at all. And tell you the truth, I thought it was going to put a whole lot of pressure on the eastern end of St. Bernard Parish. And outside the hurricane protection system, we have tide protection levees in Delacroix and in Woodlake and Rajo and in a Flora Zone area. And I thought it was going to put a whole lot of pressure on that, and we made out really well on that end so far. I think we dodged the bullet.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the power outage situation. Seems like y'all did pretty well there too, huh? Are doing pretty well so far?
We did pretty good with that, you know. Yeah, we did really good with that. It's just down trees, you know, falling trees that hit the power lines in certain areas that pulled the power out. And we've been working real close. I mean, the first power outage we had was off of Bayou Road down on Janelle Drive, and we had about 360 houses that was out. And within a half hour, they arrived with the linemen, and we was back up and running in that area within an hour. So it was amazing. Well, then once the wind picks up over 35 miles an hour, you know, them guys can't work. It's unsafe for them to work. So we just got off the landline with them. They're going to come back on as soon as the wind dies down, or if not, they're going to be out first thing at daybreak.
Yeah, Lewis, I know that y'all are in the process of your assessment. Y'all didn't put in a curfew or anything, did you?
No, we didn't have to. All our main roadways were still clear with no debris and no flooded water. And even on the eastern end, outside hurricane protection, we didn't have to put a curfew. You know, very impressed with that part. Although we did, you know, we have our law enforcement. We have one of the greatest sheriffs in the state of Louisiana. I don't know, you did an awesome job yourself. But they had a checkpoint down that way, and everybody that was going in and out, you know, outside hurricane protection, they had to go through the checkpoint. At our sheriff's department, they're out riding around, and of course, along with the public works employees out on the streets and looking, you know, for flooded streets things that people are not out looking at that our guys can catch and, you know, get an eye on that.
Lewis, yeah. What about, if I can ask, what about lift stations? Any problems with those at all, like the other parishes are having?
Well,
your sewer lift stations.
As long as you don't lose, if you don't lose the power in that area, you okay. But once you lose the power in them sewer lift stations, I mean, you have to get a generator to them and get them up. And we have a little over 100 sewer lift stations in St. Bernard Parish. And so far as we speak, we had problems in one area with the sewer lift station.
So because so much of the map is in green and you didn't lose power, you got more than enough generators. That sounds accurate?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. Well, not just the generators. We do have a lot of our sewer lines are on gravity feed, so okay. That's a major help right there. You know?
Absolutely.
This man across from me knows some stuff, Lewis. I'll tell you that. He's teaching me stuff during the commercial breaks. Look, I'm sorry about mispronouncing your name. It's been a long day, but I do like your hat, and I mean that sincerely. You rock that hat,
you, man.
I'm
really
telling you. You really do.
That.
I mean that sincerely. Noel, anything else?
No. Lewis, thank you so much for joining us. We know you're busy. We truly appreciate it.
Oh, and unless there's anything you want to add.
I just want to tell Newt, congratulations, man, on your anniversary. It's that 7 years of being out of law enforcement.
They threw a hurricane for me.
It threw a hurricane party for you.
Lewis, I'm
going to get the party to go with the hurricane.
There we're going
to
put you on hold because I got to get your address for the tribute dinner for the tickets, okay?
You got it, man. We'll talk with you guys later.
The bad news is they're expensive. The good news is you can wear your hat.
There you go.
Thank you, Lewis.
That'll work, man.
Hey,
thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Lewis
Pomez, president of St. Bernard Parish.
We're seeing some scenes on WWL TV here about some street flooding and overtopping of, looks like some talk about overtopping of canals on the east bank of Jefferson Parish.
Scott Walker, I know, told the television station some people had to be evacuated from a flooded house in Jefferson Parish. As you said, Newell overtopping of canals. Tim, what are you telling me? West Napoleon and Cleary is an overtop canal? And West Metairie also overtopped. And you know Parish President Cynthia Lee Sheng, she's very passionate about driving around, especially when it's dark and there are no streetlights, because you don't know where the road ends and the canal begins. And the last thing in the world you need is to put yourself in that situation. Sean Neil O'Neill joins us now with the National Weather Service. How you doing, Sean?
How y'all doing tonight?
All right, welcome to WWL. You're talking to Newell Norman. I'm Tommy Tucker. Tell me what the situation is with the rain, the wind for the greater New Orleans area, North Shore time frames, all of that. And what kind of rain has fallen? I guess you guys got rain gauges. Can you tell us in what time period?
Yeah, sure. So obviously Francine's starting to, you know, continuing to make some progress into the area. The rainfall's definitely been the biggest concern here. We've had widespread reports of 6 to 8 inches of rain, starting kind of around the Thibodeau area, and it moved up into St. Charles and St. James, and then of course that band set up right, and basically what's left of the eye wall of Francine set up right over the city, and we had similar rainfall amounts, 6 to 8 inches. And then at that time is when we got some of the highest wind gusts. Between Lakefront and New Orleans International, we were between 60 and 70 miles per hour there for a while. Good news for the metro area as far as the South Shore is concerned is most of that heavier precipitation has moved over into the lake. So now we're about to transition over to the North Shore. So North Shore people, you know, start getting prepared for basically the same thing. While the hurricane has weakened from 100 when it made landfall now to a 75 mile per hour Category 1 hurricane, the same impacts are expected on the North Shore in the next hour or two. So we need the North Shore people to be ready for some of the similar things we just saw on the South Shore.
To recap real quick, Sean, how much rain fell in a metro area over what kind of time period?
It was probably, you know, we'll have to compile all the data, but it looked like it was probably, again, in the 6 to 8 inch range, and that was over the course of just a few hours.
So
now, we had some of that had piled up a little bit in some of the bands earlier today, but the vast majority of that, probably, you know, a good 4 to 6 inches of it fell in a pretty short period of time.
And another factor in that equation is the ground was already saturated, right?
Yeah.
Of course, from the rains that we had in the last week or two. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Southern Louisiana, like South Terrebonne and St. Mary and all that, they're pretty much out of it?
Yeah, luckily, one good thing that's happened, and it's something we had been talking about, was some of this dry air and wind shear that was going to affect the storm has weakened and really eroded most of the southern part of the storm. So while the winds will stay a little bit elevated, because obviously it's lower pressure, associated with the hurricane. That'll keep the winds up for sure. The rains are generally over. So that area that got hit first, Houma, Terrebonne, those areas down there, Thibodaux, that generally the rain has ended down there. They'll still have some rain from time to time, but it'll be on the light to moderate side. And again, some elevated winds. And as the storm continues to move north, that'll spread into the metro area, into, you know, Jefferson and Orleans. They'll kind of have to start to see the same thing. And then, again, we're transitioning that heavy rain band, what's left of the eye wall, to the North Shore at this point. So getting close to being in the Slidell, Covington, Mandeville area now.
And they'll be out of it when, real quick?
North Shore's got several hours to go. It's just about to start on the North Shore. The South Shore is progressing pretty quickly. The next hour or two should start to get a lot better. The biggest thing for the New Orleans metro area is that water is going to take time to go down. So just because the rain stopped doesn't mean, you know, the flash flood warnings are still in effect. You know, nobody needs to be on the road. You need to stay off the road. We've already seen people being rescued from vehicles. So.
And thank you, Sean. I just got to ask real quick, there's nothing else coming off of Africa or anything on the Atlantic, is there?
No, I hope not. Yeah, we haven't had a lot of chance to be looking that way right now. But, you know, as of right now, we don't have anything else on the horizon. So hopefully we'll get a break. We've got some nice weather coming for the weekend. So, you know, everybody will have some time and some nice weather to hopefully clean up anything that they need to clean up.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate your time. National Weather Service. John in Metairie, does he have some traffic information for us or some flooding information? John, hi, you're on WWL.
Hey, Newell.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm about a half block from the Vintage Canal,
and
there's about a foot and a half of water in the street, so that means the canal is over top. All the canals on the east bank of Jefferson Parish are interconnected, so if one canal is over top, they have to all be over topped.
You're the sheriff, Tommy.
Well, we're getting word that West Napoleon Canal is, right there. I just saw a video that someone sent me of that canal, as well as the West Metairie Canal. Be interested in if anybody has any word on the Veterans Canal and the West Esplanade Canal, because obviously everything's gravity-fed that way.
Cynthia Lee Shang joins us now.
The parish president, Cynthia Lee Shang, on. Cynthia, welcome to the show.
Hi, Newell. How are you?
Tommy's with us as well. Can you give us an update?
Hi,
we're getting a lot of calls and videos being sent to us about canals possibly overtopping.
Right. So the flurry of calls started at about 8:30. I would say it's generally on the east bank. Canals overtopping in certain areas, flooding some, I believe, many houses took on water, a couple inches at least. Look, we took in, and this is the issue we were having, we pushed out for the sewer, you know, system being the I&I inflow and infiltration issue. We had the same thing. We just took on a lot of rainwater today, 6 to 9 inches, you know, at 8 o'clock. And we know since 8 to 9 o'clock, we took on even more than that, but even as much as 5, you know, inches in a 3-hour time span. So this is just, I think, we believe this is just the pumps not able to keep up with the amount of rain and also going into the storm with sort of saturated soils to begin with.
So the pumps are fully operational. They're working. No issue there.
The pumps are operational minus one or two here or there. We lost electricity. I know we had, Mark Drews just told me we had an issue with the Duncan pumps. You know, two out of six are not working. So we lost a third of the pumping capacity at Duncan. That's what we've been able to see so far. There may have been one or two, but generally speaking, I mean, the pumps were working. We just weren't able to keep up. And I know it went fast because I had a call from a friend of mine and I said, well, what's the water look like? And she says, it's just pooling in the streets. And like 45 minutes later, she said, it's halfway up the lawn. So it went quick. There must have been a lot of rain. And I'm told the rain stopped now in Metairie and Kenner. So I'm hoping we got through it. If you could survive that, you know, in terms of your property, I'm hoping we got through it.
Right.
So
the Duncan Canal, for those of the folks listening audience don't know, that's the canal to the west of Williams Boulevard that runs north-south and comes out into Lake Pontchartrain right there. A number of parishes have talked about issues that they've been having with the sewer lift stations status for you guys.
Same thing. Now, that is an issue we saw parish-wide. Again, this is stormwater or groundwater infiltrating our sewer system, Normally, the sewer system only handles what you put out through your house, through your toilet, through your laundry, through your, you know, kitchen sink, your dishwasher. But what happens is through broken pipes and cracks in the pipes and the water table so high and the stormwater, basically stormwater gets into the pipes and overwhelms the pipes. And that's why we were getting reports early when I got the first report of somebody calling and saying, I can't flush my toilet. We knew we were having this INI problem. It's what they call it. So we pushed out the message to please conserve your water. You know, don't use any water that you don't need to. We will catch up. We triggered our emergency contract. We have assets. We'll go out with the vacuum trucks. We'll go out with portable generators, and we'll look at it. We have 500 lift stations throughout the parish. And as soon as we can get out in daylight, we will do that. But we are asking people to conserve water until we can catch up with that system.
I'm trying to figure this out.
And the same thing with the drainage pumps. Yeah.
Go ahead. No, I didn't want to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, and the same thing with the drainage pumps. As soon as it stops raining, you know, we believe the pumps will be able to catch up. It's just that we couldn't keep pace with today's hurricane.
So, when you talk about houses,
and I hate to hear
houses being flooded. Do you know how many or where or what area?
I'm getting. Look, I don't want to say it. I'm getting like second and third hand reports of houses. You know, I'm somebody's yelling it out to me, and it's really been a frenzy. I'll say, you know, I'm at the emergency operations center. It started at 8:30. The calls started ramping up. The first call I got was a house in Kenner. I tried to call some people to verify it. I would just say, you know, generally speaking, most of the reports I'm getting are on the East Bank in Metairie and Kenner. And unfortunately, when we were getting those reports starting at 8:30, you know, they were still getting slammed with rain. Now, I'm told it's not raining out there anymore, and I'm hoping that if your house didn't take on water, now you made it through. Now, having said this, nobody wants to lose property. The most important thing is we don't want to lose lives. And we're getting reports of overtop canals, and it's dark outside, and we have major outages. So everybody needs to stay home.
No,
you know, it's not life-threatening if you stay home. Or you get a couple inches of water in your house, you ruin your property, but it's not life-threatening. It's a terrible inconvenience. You know, nobody wants that to happen, but it's not life-threatening.
And so... Going to want me to ask you this. I hate to interrupt you. I know you're busy, Cynthia Lee, but when it comes to the third of the capacity that was lost due to power, that was due to Entergy, and did that affect in any way houses being flooded, or am I just jumbling everything up here?
No. So what we know, I was talking about the Duncan pumping station
has six
pumps, and we lost power, but the generator power brought on. No, four of them we didn't lose power, but I'll just say two out of six are not online. So we're down one-third pumping capacity at Duncan.
But that's got nothing to do with these canals overtopping, right?
No. Generally, no. That's just a Kenner issue.
Gotcha.
We have, you know, pumps all over. We have 194 pumps throughout Jefferson Parish. So if you want to put it in perspective, parish-wide, we have 194 pumps. I'm talking about two pumps that are down in Kenner.
Gotcha.
I'm not saying all the pumps are on all the time. We might have lost one here or there, but it's not like we lost total pumping capacity throughout the parish. We're going to look into it. We have SCADA. We haven't had a chance to look into it. We just believe that we could not keep up with it. Just like on any other day, we're not able to keep up with it. We say this sometimes when the rain just hits us so hard. We took on a lot of water. Some areas, Elmwood, we know was bad, took on 10 inches today, which is a crazy number, 10 inches. Generally speaking, we believe on average, you know, we took on 6 to 9 inches today, which is a lot. But again, some areas, almost 11 inches. That's a lot.
Cynthia,
that's a lot
of water
for our pumps to
handle. This is not scientific, but a friend of mine who lives one block over from me put his garbage can in his driveway where the rainfall could go into his garbage can. He measured it, 18 inches of water in his garbage can.
Wow.
Yeah, and Newell, so I'm calling people, you know, I'm at the EOC, I'm calling different people, and one street is fine, and a couple streets over, it's lapping at their, you know, up their lawn. So I just, you know, it looks different, you know, as we go, but I'll say generally, it's East Bank, Metairie, Kenner, we know Elmwood took it bad, and this is, you know, started, you know, the call started coming in at around 8:30, and we know canals are overtopping. So again, the message is, it's dark outside, stay home, let us let the pumps have let the drainage pumps, you know, get us time to catch up, let our sewer system catch up, and everybody please just stay home. We want to get through this event without any loss of life.
Public Works giving you any kind of idea about how long till the pumps catch up?
No, I think we need to see. I mean, it's been a little bit crazy here. I think we're going to get out as soon as we can. We do have the data. Everybody's looking at it, but I'll have more information at another briefing, Tommy. I'll have more information for you at a later time with better time estimates.
I know you're busy. I know it's been crazy. Thank you so much for taking the time. And you know, if ever you need anything, we're right here.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
We're seeing some scenes on WWL TV here about some street flooding and overtopping of, looks like some talk about overtopping of canals on the east bank of Jefferson Parish.
Scott Walker, I know, has told the television station some people had to be evacuated from a flooded house in Jefferson Parish. As you said, Newell overtopping of canals. Tim, when are you telling me West Napoleon and Cleary is an overtop canal? And West Metairie also overtopped. And you know, Parish President Cynthia Lee Sheng, she's very passionate about driving around, especially when it's dark and there are no streetlights, because you don't know where the road ends and the canal begins. And the last thing in the world you need is to put yourself in that situation. Sean Neil O'Neill joins us now with the National Weather Service. How you doing, Sean?
How y'all doing tonight?
All right, welcome to WWL. You're talking to Newell Norman. I'm Tommy Tucker. Tell me what the situation is with the rain, the wind for the greater New Orleans area, North Shore time frames, all of that. And what kind of rain has fallen? I guess you guys got rain gauges. Can you tell us in what time period?
Yeah, sure. So obviously Francine's starting to, you know, continuing to make some progress into the area. The rainfall has definitely been the biggest concern here. We've had widespread reports of 6 to 8 inches of rain, starting kind of around the Thibodeau area, and it moved up into St. Charles and St. James. And then, of course, that band set up right, basically what's left of the eye wall of Francine, set up right over the city. And we had similar rainfall amounts, 6 to 8 inches. And then at that time is when we got some of the highest wind gusts. Between Lakefront and New Orleans International, we were between 60 and 70 miles per hour there for a while. Good news for the metro area as far as the South Shore is concerned is most of that heavier precipitation has moved over into the lake. So now we're about to transition over to the North Shore. So North Shore people, you know, start getting prepared for basically the same thing. While the hurricane has weakened from 100 when it made landfall now to a 75 mile per hour Category 1 hurricane, the same impacts are expected on the North Shore in the next hour or two. So we need the North Shore people to be ready for some of the similar things we just saw on the South Shore.
To recap real quick, Sean, how much rain fell in a metro area over what kind of time period?
It was probably, you know, we'll have to compile all the data, but it looked like it was probably, again, in the 6 to 8 inch range, and that was over the course of just a few hours.
So
now, we had some of that had piled up a little bit in some of the bands earlier today, but the vast majority of that, probably, you know, a good 4 to 6 inches of it fell in a pretty short period of time.
And another factor in that equation is the ground was already saturated, right?
Yeah.
Of course, from the rains that we had in the last week or two. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Southern Louisiana, like South Terrebonne and St. Mary and all that, they're pretty much out of it?
Yeah, luckily, one good thing that's happened, and it's something we had been talking about, was some of this dry air and wind shear that was going to affect the storm has weakened and really eroded most of the southern part of the storm. So while the winds will stay a little bit elevated, because obviously it's lower pressure associated with the hurricane, that'll keep the winds up for sure. The rains are generally over. So that area that got hit first, home of Terrebonne, those areas down there, Thibodeau, that generally the rain has ended down there. They'll still have some rain from time to time, but it'll be on the light to moderate side. You know, and again, some elevated winds. And as the storm continues to move north, that'll spread into the metro area, into, you know, Jefferson and Orleans. They'll kind of have to start to see the same thing. And then, again, we're transitioning that heavy rain band, what's left of the high wall, to the North Shore at this point. So getting close to being in the Slidell, Covington, Mandeville area now.
And they'll be out of it when, real quick?
North Shore's got several hours to go. It's just about to start on the North Shore. The South Shore is progressing pretty quickly. The next hour or two should start to get a lot better. The biggest thing for the New Orleans metro area is that water is going to take time to go down. So just because the rain stopped doesn't mean, you know, the flash flood warnings are still in effect. You know, nobody needs to be on the road. You need to stay off the road. We've already seen people being rescued from vehicles. So.
And thank you, Sean. I just got to ask real quick, there's nothing else coming off of Africa or anything on the Atlantic, is there?
No, I hope not. Yeah, we haven't had a lot of chance to be looking that way right now. But, you know, as of right now, we don't have anything else on the horizon. So hopefully we'll get a break. We've got some nice weather coming for the weekend. So, you know, everybody will have some time and some nice weather to hopefully clean up anything that they need to clean up.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate your time, National Weather Service. John in Metairie, does he have some traffic information for us or some flooding information? John, hi, you're on WWL.
Hey, Newell.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm about a half block from the Vintage Canal.
Yeah.
And there's about a foot and a half of water in the street. So that means the canal is over top. All the canals on the east bank of Jefferson Parish are interconnected. So if one canal is over top, they have to all be overtopped.
You're the sheriff, Tommy.
Well, we're getting word that West Napoleon Canal is, right there. I just saw a video that someone sent me of that canal, as well as the West Metairie Canal. Be interested in if anybody has any word on the Veterans Canal and the West Esplanade Canal, because obviously everything's gravity-fed that way.
Cynthia Lee Shang joins us now.
The parish president, Cynthia Lee Shang, on. Cynthia, welcome to the show.
Hi, Newell. How are you?
Tommy's with us as well. Can you give us an update?
Hi,
we're getting a lot of calls and videos being sent to us about canals possibly overtopping.
Right. So the flurry of calls started at about 8:30. I would say it's generally on the east bank. Canals overtopping in certain areas, flooding. I believe many houses took on water, a couple inches at least. Look, we took in, and this is the issue we were having, we pushed out for the sewer, you know, system being the I&I inflow and infiltration issue we had. The same thing, we just took on a lot of rainwater today, 6 to 9 inches, you know, at 8 o'clock, and we know since 8 to 9 o'clock we took on even more than that, but even as much as 5, you know, inches in a 3-hour time span. So this is just, I think, we believe this is just the pumps not able to keep up with the amount of rain and also going into the storm with sort of saturated soils to begin with.
So the pumps are fully operational. They're working. No issue there.
The pumps are operational minus one or two here or there. We lost electricity. I know we had, Mark Drews just told me we had an issue with the Duncan pumps. You know, two out of six are not working, so we lost a third of the pumping capacity at Duncan. That's what we've been able to see so far. There may have been one or two, but generally speaking, I mean, the pumps were working. This was just, we just weren't able to keep up. And I know it went fast because I had a call from a friend of mine and I said, well, what's the water look like? And she says, it's just pooling in the streets. And like 45 minutes later, she said, it's halfway up the lawn. So it went quick. There must have been a lot of rain. And I'm told the rain stopped now in Metairie and Kenner. So I'm hoping we got through it. You could survive that, you know, in terms of your property, I'm hoping we got through it.
Right.
So
the Duncan Canal, for those of the folks listening audience don't know, that's the canal to the west of Williams Boulevard that runs north-south and comes out into Lake Pontchartrain right there. A number of parishes have talked about issues that they've been having with the sewer lift stations status for you guys.
Same thing. Now, that is an issue we saw parish-wide. Again, this is stormwater or groundwater infiltrating our sewer system. Normally, the sewer system only handles what you put out through your house, through your toilet, through your laundry, through your, you know, kitchen sink, your dishwasher. But what happens is through broken pipes and cracks in the pipes and the water table so high in the stormwater, basically stormwater gets into gets into the pipes and overwhelms the pipes. And that's why we were getting reports early when I got the first report of somebody calling and say, I can't flush my toilet. We knew we were having this I&I problem. It's what they call it. So we pushed out the message to please conserve your water. You know, don't use any water that you don't need to. We will catch up. We triggered our emergency contract. We have assets. We'll go out with the vacuum trucks. We'll go out with portable generators, and we'll look at it. We have 500 lift stations throughout the parish. And as soon as we can get out in daylight, we will do that. But we are asking people to conserve water until we can catch up with that system.
I'm trying to figure this out.
And the same thing with the drainage pumps. Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead. No, I didn't want to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, and the same thing with the drainage pumps. As soon as it stops raining, you know, we believe the pumps will be able to catch up. It's just that we couldn't keep pace with today's hurricane.
So, when you talk about houses,
and I hate to hear
houses being flooded. Do you know how many or where or what area?
I'm getting I don't want to say it. I'm getting like second and third hand reports of houses. You know, somebody's yelling it out to me, and it's really been a frenzy. I'll say, you know, I'm at the emergency operations center. It started at 8:30. The calls started ramping up. The first call I got was a house in Kenner. I tried to call some people to verify it. I would just say, you know, generally speaking, most of the reports I'm getting are on the East Bank in Metairie and Kenner. And unfortunately, when we were getting those reports starting at 8:30, you know, they were still getting slammed with rain. Now, I'm told it's not raining out there anymore, and I'm hoping that if your house didn't take on water, now you made it through. Now, having said this, nobody wants to lose property. The most important thing is we don't want to lose lives. And we're getting reports of overtop canals, and it's dark outside, and we have major outages. So everybody needs to stay home.
No,
you know, it's not life-threatening if you stay home. Or you get a couple inches of water in your house, you ruin your property, but it's not life-threatening. It's a terrible inconvenience. You know, nobody wants that to happen, but it's not life-threatening.
Going to want me to ask you this. I hate to interrupt you. I know you're busy, Cynthia Lee, but when it comes to the third of the capacity that was lost due to power, that was due to Entergy, and did that affect in any way houses being flooded, or am I just jumbling everything up here?
No. So what we know, I was talking about the Duncan pumping station pumping station has six, pumps. And we lost power, but the generator power brought on. No, four of them we didn't lose power, but I'll just say two out of six are not online. So we're down one-third pumping capacity at Duncan.
But that's got nothing to do with these canals overtopping, right?
No. Generally, no. That's just a Kenner issue.
Gotcha.
We have, you know, pumps all over. We have 194 pumps throughout Jefferson Parish. So if you want to put it in perspective, parish-wide, we have 194 pumps. I'm talking about two pumps that are down in Kenner.
Gotcha.
I'm not saying all the pumps are on all the time. We might have lost one here or there, but it's not like we lost total pumping capacity throughout the parish. We're going to look into it. We have SCADA. We haven't had a chance to look into it. We just believe that we could not keep up with it. Just like on any other day, we're not able to keep up with it. We say this sometimes when the rain just hits us so hard. We took on a lot of water. Some areas, Elmwood we know was bad, took on 10 inches today, which is a crazy number, 10 inches. Generally speaking, we believe on average, you know, we took on 6 to 9 inches today, which is a lot. But again, some areas, almost 11 inches. That's a lot.
Cynthia,
that's a lot of water.
This is not scientific, but a friend of mine who lives one block over from me put his garbage can in his driveway where the rainfall could go into his garbage can. He measured it, 18 inches of water in his garbage can.
Wow.
Yeah. And Newell, so I'm calling people, you know, I'm at the EOC, I'm calling different people, and one street is fine, and a couple streets over, it's lapping at their, you know, up their lawn. So I just, you know, it looks different, you know, as we go. But I'll say generally, it's East Bank, Metairie, Kenner. We know Elmwood took it bad. And this is, you know, started, you know, the call started coming in at around 8:30, and we know canals are overtopping. So again, the message is it's dark outside, stay home.
Yeah.
Let the drainage pumps, you know, get us time to catch up, let our sewer system catch up, and everybody please just stay home. We want to get through this event without any loss of life.
Public Works giving you any kind of idea about how long till the pumps catch up?
No, I think we need to see. I mean, it's been a little bit crazy here. I think we're going to get out as soon as we can. We do have the data. Everybody's looking at it, but I'll have more information at another briefing, Tommy. I'll have more information for you at a later time with better time estimates.
I know you're busy. I know it's been crazy. Thank you so much for taking the time. And you know, yeah. If ever you need anything, we're right here. Give us a call.
Thank you both so much.
Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Joe Giarusso, New Orleans City Council member, about Surgeon Waterboard. Tommy Tucker, Newell Norman, back in a flash, WWL. All right, 9:54, hurricane coverage continues on WWL. I'm Tommy Tucker with Newell Norman, and Newell had the, and it was just saying this, and it's a good point, had the wind not knocked off the back edge of that storm, it would still be raining in Jefferson Parish and probably Orleans Parish too, which would not be good. With that, we welcome in Joe Giarusso.
Hey, guys. Good evening.
Good evening.
So, Joe, what I know you are always out assessing what's going on in your district. What are you seeing?
Well, there's a lot of flooding right now in Lakeview in particular, getting a ton of reports both in Lakeview proper and in West Lakeview. Many people saying, and I will say this because I'm looking outside my front door right now, too, that the water's been as high as maybe they've seen since 2017 here. Also, reports of a lot of localized flooding in Carrollton area that does not get that type of flooding. Obviously, we keep on repeating, please do not drive through the water and the overpasses. And then sort of fresh off the presses from Sewage and Water Board, two or three different things. Number one, as I'm sure you all have heard and your listeners have heard, the last hour was about 2 inches of water into the system. That seemed to have a push that really seemed to set things back. And then we just learned from Sewage and Water Board right before I came on air that canal levels are extraordinarily high at Holly Grove, Lakeview, Gentilly, possibly New Orleans East. And then another factor that's been a way into all of this for a little while, which is, remember, part of the power, about 12 to 15 megawatts of power that is supplied to Sewage and Water Board comes from the electromotor diesel engines, the EMDs. Those tripped offline about 15 minutes ago. They're getting back up and running. But that just means, obviously, when you've had a lot of rain, you've had a lot of water, it's another little knit in the system that's going to take things longer to dry out. So we're watching everything to make sure we can manage that.
It's amazing when you think about the fragility of all of this, right? I mean, and how one thing is interconnected to another. 15 minutes doesn't sound like a lot, but it could be.
It is, and Noel, look, in other storms, we've watched a pump trip offline or some sluice gate not be picked up for 20 minutes, 15 minutes, and it's been disastrous, may be too strong of a word, but significant is not. And this is something where everything needs to work. It needs to work well. It needs to work in concert. And look, we've said this many times, we are dancing a little bit on the head of a pin in Orleans Parish, because Turbine 4 is 105 years old, Turbine 5 is 65 years old. The EMDs function collectively as one turbine, but as you just pointed out, if they all go down, you're without power. Sewage and Water Board lost some energy power earlier tonight. So everything needs to be chugging along at the right time. And look, I know they're doing their level best to make all of this happen, but I think it's all the more reason, as we've discussed, the necessity of trying to get the substation online for June 2025 and then taking T4 offline, getting 5, 6, and 7 on. Now, that's little comfort for people tonight, but we know there's a plan. We're moving forward with it. And obviously, we want to make sure, and I'll stay awake and see things start getting pumped down this evening.
Anytime your infrastructure is Medicare eligible, you know you have a problem, right?
Do you know of any houses that have been flooded, Joe?
I haven't heard yet of any houses that have been flooded. I'm starting to see a lot of water that's coming up to houses. That's when I start really getting the notices from people, and it was like clockwork, Tommy, where my phone just started buzzing from people in particularly West Lakeview First, some in Carrollton. I'm looking out my street, and we're several feet off the ground. But if we were at grade, it might have been a little bit more of a problem. The wind had pushed in more. So my guess is there's probably some people who have flooding in their houses, but it's a lot higher than they want to see it. And look, particularly in the lakefront, and I know the whole city is important, but the lakefront has had these issues in the past where pumps weren't working or things aren't on. So there's just a high level of distrust about what's happening, and that's why communication is so important.
No doubt, and you're not alone. I mean, we're getting reports from Jefferson Parish that canals are topping as well because of the amount of the rainfall, and it seems like it was significant numbers throughout the area.
Please stay in touch and let us know if there's anything we need to know or to let anybody else know, okay?
Thank you, Joe.
Will do. Thanks for all your work.
Thank you. We'll continue. WWO. All right, 9:54, hurricane coverage continues on WWL. I'm Tommy Tucker with Newell Normand, and Newell had the wind not knocked off the back edge of that storm, it would still be raining in Jefferson Parish and probably Orleans Parish too, which would not be good. With that, we welcome in Joe Geruso.
Hey, guys. Good evening.
Good evening.
So, Joe, I know you are always out assessing what's going on in your district. What are you seeing?
Well, there's a lot of flooding right now in Lakeview in particular, getting a ton of reports both in Lakeview proper and in West Lakeview. Many people saying, and I will say this because I'm looking outside my front door right now too, that the water's been as high as maybe they've seen since 2017 here. Also, reports of a lot of localized flooding in Carrollton area that does not get that type of flooding. Obviously, we keep on repeating, please do not drive through the water and the overpasses. And then sort of fresh off the presses from Sewage and Water Board, two or three different things. Number one, as I'm sure you all have heard and your listeners have heard, the last hour was about 2 inches of water into the system. That seemed to have a push that really seemed to set things back. And then we just learned from Sewage and Water Board right before I came on air that canal levels are extraordinarily high at Holly Grove, Lakeview, Gentilly, possibly New Orleans East. And then another factor that's been a way into all of this for a little while, which is, remember, part of the power, about 12 to 15 megawatts of power that is supplied to Sewage and Water Board comes from the electromotor diesel engines, the EMBs. Those tripped offline about 15 minutes ago. They're getting back up and running. But that just means, obviously, when you've had a lot of rain, you've had a lot of water, it's another little knit in the system that's going to take things longer to dry out. So we're watching everything to make sure we can manage that.
It's amazing when you think about the fragility of all of this, right? I mean, and how one thing is interconnected to another. 15 minutes doesn't sound like a lot, but it could be.
It is. And Noel, look, in other storms, we've watched a pump trip offline or some sluice gate not be picked up for 20 minutes, 15 minutes. And it's been disastrous, maybe too strong of a word, but significant is not. And this is something where everything needs to work. It needs to work well. It needs to work in concert. And look, we've said this many times, we are dancing a little bit on the head of a pin in Orleans Parish because Turbine 4 is 105 years old, Turbine 5 is 65 years old. The EMDs function collectively as one turbine, but as you just pointed out, if they all go down, you're without power. Sewage and Water Board lost some energy power earlier tonight. So everything needs to be chugging along at the right time. And look, I know they're doing their level best to make all this happen, but I think it's all the more reason, as we've discussed, the necessity of trying to get the substation online for June 2025 and then taking T4 offline, getting 5, 6, and 7 on. Now, that's little comfort for people tonight, but we know there's a plan. We're moving forward with it. And obviously, we want to make sure, and I'll stay awake and see things start getting pumped down this evening.
anytime your infrastructure is Medicare eligible, you know you have a problem. Right?
Do you know of any houses that have been flooded, Joe?
I haven't heard yet of any houses that have been flooded. I'm starting to see a lot of water that's coming up to houses. That's when I start really getting the notices from people, and it was like clockwork, Tommy, where my phone just started buzzing from people, and particularly West Lakeview First, some in Carrollton. I'm looking out my street, and we're several feet off the ground. But if we were at grade, it might have been a little bit more of a problem. The wind had pushed in more. So my guess is there's probably some people who have flooding in their houses, but it's a lot higher than they want to see it. And look, particularly in the lakefront, and I know the whole city is important, but the lakefront has had these issues in the past where pumps weren't working or things aren't on. So there's just a high level of distrust about what's happening. And that's why communication is so important.
No doubt. And you're not alone. I mean, we're getting reports from Jefferson Parish that canals are topping as well because of the amount of the rainfall. And it seems like it was significant numbers throughout the area.
Please stay in touch and let us know if there's anything we need to know or to let anybody else know, okay?
Thank you, Joe.
Will do. Thanks for all your work.
Thank you. We'll continue. WWL.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app